Aspasia and Pericles. After Aspasia moved to Athens, she met Pericles, Pericles, who was the governor of Athens. Pericles was a powerful leader who promoted democracy in Athens. He thought that every male citizen should participate in the government. Pericles was fascinated by Aspasia's intelligence and political insight. She became a trusted advisor to Pericles. Aspasia and Pericles loved each other's company. They pursued a devoted life together and had a son whom they named Pericles after his father. However, Aspasia and her son could never become citizens of Athens. That is because of a law that Pericles enacted in 451 BC. Captions: Pericles was the governor of Athens from 461 BC to 428 BC. Aspasia and Pericles. The law said that children of medics could never be Athenian citizens. Pericles put this law into place to assure property would remain within Athenian and not medic families. Medics were skilled workers. They were carpenters, metalworkers, and even architects and playwrights. Pericles wanted medics in Athens because they were important to Athenian industry, but he didn't want them to inherit land. Feature box: The Parthenon. Pericles's most famous project, the Parthenon, was built to honor Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom. The columns are a famous feature of the Parthenon. There were once 46 columns on the outside and 19 columns on the inside. Each column was 6 feet wide and 34 feet high. Today, only the outer skeleton of the Parthenon still stands.